Sad news from St. Paul's Montvale. Curiosity may have killed the cat, but mendacity marred the ministry of St. Paul's Montvale. And yes, we are thinking of the group we generously term the dissidents and their abusive behavior. In a letter sent moments ago to parishioners, dissidents, and others, Bishop Carly Hughes announced that she had approved a request by the church's vestry to assume mission status. The announcement follows the cessation of worship at the property several weekends ago. By moving to mission status, the title to the property has transferred to the diocese, and the bishop serves as rector, with the ability to appoint vicars to represent her. For now, the church remains empty. The news, while hardly surprising, is an example of how bad behavior by the dissidents profoundly damaged the church's ministry. Misconduct by the dissidents included multiple fabrications about the conduct of former priest in charge, Jill Williams, inflammatory rhetoric, theft of church financial records, disruptive fabrications about actions within the church, including Beth Abrahamson's falsehood in which she falsely stated that a parishioner who had just lost a family member didn't want pastoral care. This sort of conduct evinces a lack of concern for the welfare of others, often associated with antisocial personality disorder. Fabrications by Jeffrey Piatt. That includes saying he would not be involved with the church until Pastor Jill Williams was gone. Later, he falsely claimed he'd been excluded, claiming that somehow they were being ignored by the bishop, even as she declined to be drawn into the dissidents' machinations. And while we are not fans of Bishop Carly Hughes, and that extends to her too little too late approach to this conflict, Anglican Watch fully endorses her comments to the dissidents that they need to knock off the bad behavior. It's childish, damaging, and sociopathic. Nor does it do anything to obscure what we believe was the underlying issue, which was the use of the church by Jeff Piatt, Beth Abrahamson, and family members to launder money and engage in tax fraud. And yes, feel free to quote us. Relatedly, assholes like Joe Waller and Russell Miller must worry about their own issues. Anyone who makes misogynistic, hateful remarks like these two need to spend time on their own faith and ethical reference points. And while he's at it, Miller might want to learn how to compose a sentence. Indeed, we might even take his foolish bloviating seriously if he could put a cogent thought together. Anglican Watch hopes the news serves as a wake-up call to the dissidents. To the extent that anyone in the group actually is Christian, and there's scant evidence of this, we remind him of the words of Jesus. As you have done to the least of these, so also have you done unto me. In other words, every lie, every fabrication, every instance of bullying is something they have directed at Jesus and the entire body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 20. And Bishop Hughes correctly notes that many efforts have been made to resolve this conflict. But the notion of the dissidents, which is best summarized as, sure, we can negotiate, just give me everything I want and we're good, is neither helpful nor Christian. So, we call upon the dissidents to use this inflection point to repent, to renounce their bullying and other misconduct publicly, and to apologize. And we're happy to publish any real apology they might offer. Faux apologies need not apply. All in all, it's a sad day for the Episcopal Church in Montvale. Hopefully, the haters have learned their lesson, which is that hatred never produces a good outcome.